Hi there, Christoph Trapp here, and today I'd like to talk about how important it is to get feedback from the audience as they're seeing your story or your message to them. So in late January here, 2014, I announced on Facebook that my wife and I and that we're expecting another child. So the child is due in July. And as you know, if you're following me on Twitter and Facebook and those networks, I talk about technology, I talk about change, and I'm fairly chit-chatty. I say quite a few things, probably about once an hour, and of course, I actually schedule all these posts through Hootsuite so they don't overwhelm people, but I do have a lot of things to say. So that I say things isn't that uncommon. That I say things about technology and change in behavior isn't necessarily uncommon either. So my Facebook post, I couldn't just say, here's my Facebook announcement. My wife and I were expecting a child in July. I had to say, what I actually said was how to pick a baby's name in 2014. Number one, parents agree on the name. Number two, it's not too common. Number three, it's not too uncommon. And number four, the .com of the name is available. Well, a lot of people read that, and I actually read it to a number of people, and everybody just kind of said, oh yeah, that is true, very true. And but nobody said congratulations, or nobody actually understood that we were expecting. So what was interesting is that the way that message was phrased didn't work. It didn't get the point across. Now, it got the point across that people buy the website addresses of their children. You know, a lot of them, some people buy them before, register them before they tell anybody what the child's name is. And that's fine. I did that too the last time around. I'm pretty sure I did. But my daughter, my six-year-old, she has her she owns her .com, or I own it, and she has a WordPress blog. So, but people didn't get it. The point is, how did I know that my message didn't come across? I didn't see immediate interaction on social media. I didn't see any reaction when I mentioned it to people in person. They just thought I was talking about technology, and they thought I was talking about that's what people do. They didn't get that I was talking about myself. So what I did on Facebook, I edited my post, and I added a line at the bottom that said, I will not be announcing Baby Trapp's name until after we bought the URL. And now people started commenting and people saying congratulations. At least one person said, what a nice way to make the announcement. So it worked out really well, but I wouldn't have worked out had I not gotten the audience feedback and the audience, the audience's opinion on what I was talking about. So that was great. And the other thing is, you know, how do you adjust when something doesn't work in public? I thought it was a very authentic and true story, but how do we adjust? How do we change? How do we make it clear once we know something isn't working? That's very important, I think, nowadays, as we are saying more and more things publicly, more and more things in the moment. How do we fix it? Now, on Twitter, I haven't checked in a little bit, but I don't think anybody has said anything about it at all. And, you know, I do have about 2,500 people following me on Twitter, but of course, some of those, they're maybe not as personal as the Facebook connections. You know, Facebook are a little more friends, perhaps. Twitter are more, perhaps more the national audience, more the communicators, even people you don't really know necessarily. So, but it's good, a good reminder, how do you get audience feedback immediately? How do you, that first look in people's face when they look at your story, when they read it, even if they're not giving you feedback, even if you didn't ask, especially if you didn't ask them. I mean, I didn't ask people. I was just kind of wondering, why aren't they responding by saying congratulations? Well, it wasn't because they didn't realize the message. The story wasn't phrased really well. So very important to see how people react early on. And then we reformat our story and we reformat what we're talking about. I don't want to say re-message, because it's really not a traditional marketing message, but how do we make it clearer? The clearer the message, the clearer the story, the easier it will be for people to pay attention, and the easier it will be for people to chime in, and then to chime in a way that actually makes sense for them, and that makes sense for you, and that furthers, that adds further value to the discussion. So, Christoph Trapp here. Thank you for listening.